أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verse number 200 of Surah Ali Imran, the last verse of the Surah. From the beginning of the Surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the delegation of the Nasara of Najran that had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was harsh, arrogant against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala spoke about the Yahud and their arrogance and insolence against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A bit about the Battle of Badr, about the Quraysh of Makkah and their hostility against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Battle of Uhud, and once again the hostility of the Quraysh against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the era of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And then the theme went back once again to the Ahl-e Kitab, more to the Jews, the Yahud, and their arrogance. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then began the topic of Ulul Albab. And now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advices that these are all challenges that one is going to face. One challenge is going to be from the Yahud, the other will be from the Nasara, the third challenge will be from the Munafiqeen, another challenge will be from Shaitan and one's own nafs. So all of these challenges are going to come. Sometimes a person may slip. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, after discussing all these challenges, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives the concluding advice in this last ayah, last verse of the surah. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O believers, O you who have brought iman, isbiru, wasabiru, warabitu, wattaqullah. There are four advices that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given. One is isbiru, continuously endure, make sabr. We discussed sabr on various occasions. Once again, very quickly, that it entails three different dimensions. One dimension of sabr is as-sabru ala ta'a, to always persevere on the ita'at and the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There are many times we have choices, and the choice will always be the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The second is wasabru anil ma'siyah, and that is to abstain and restrain, and that is to keep away from ma'siyah, to keep away from sin and the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the third is as-sabru inda al-bala. There are times when we are going to have challenges in different forms, in different ways, and at that time we need to be patient. So sabr is not only about patience, and sabr is not synonymous to complacency, not to do anything. It is not a negative factor. It is a very positive factor that requires a great deal of courage from an individual. And wherever in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says to us that we must make sabr, then it entails these three aspects, and we will be continuously being reminded about these three aspects of sabr. So it has the connotation of endurance, perseverance, restraint, and together with that patience. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes sabr to another level, and Allah Ta'ala says, wasabiru. Now this word sabiru also is derived from the word sabr, insofar as the Arabic aspect is concerned, and it comes from the word musabara, which means to compete with each other insofar as sabr and perseverance is concerned. But here it will refer to the fact that when one is engaged with the enemy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when one is in battle, then obviously the winner will always be the one that perseveres and endures the greater, the better. The better endurer, the one that perseveres more, is going to be the winner in the end. So this is the advice that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving to this ummah. And probably and perhaps we find that we always fall short in this aspect. When there's a crisis, for a few days we are all making dua. For a few days we are all engrossed in thoughts and worry and concern. And then suddenly we have forgotten. The enemy never forgets. They plan, they plot, and they continue to keep upon it. And ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is supposed to be on this tartib of wasabiru, we forget. And we go back to our ways, we go back to our dunya, we go back to our material paths, and we forget about the ummat, and everything else is forgotten. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wasabiru, probably a very good translation will be, and outdo the enemy in sabr, in perseverance and endurance. So this is what we need to do if we ever want to be dominant on the surface of this earth. The third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, warabitu. Now this word warabitu originally comes from the word rabat in Arabic. And rabat actually means to tie. Here it has different meanings. One meaning will be to tie the ends of each thing. When we speak about rabat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَبَطَنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ in the Quran Sharif in Surah Al-Kahf. Allah Ta'ala says, with regards to the youth that had gone to the cave, we tied their hearts. So one meaning will be, is that we need to guard and safeguard our hearts from all types of enemies, be it our own nafs, our own desires. Then when we go to the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in the broader context of the Shariat, ribat will refer to guarding the borders of an Islamic country. And we find that that is a very important aspect, that whether there is any fear of any war, or whether there is no fear of any attack, the borders of an Islamic country is always supposed to be guarded, because there is always a fear of an attack that may come. And we find a great deal of ahadith in which our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given fadilat. One or two examples, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that person that guards the Islamic border, this act of ribat, is better than this dunya, wama aliha, this world, this earth, and whatever lies upon this earth. A person that guards the Islamic border for one night is better than having stood in salat and fasted for 1 month. When he leaves this world, there is perpetuality insofar as his deeds are concerned. His sustenance is continuous, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will safeguard him from the fitnas of the qabr. So such are the rewards in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In one hadith, he guards the others, they are at ease, and all the rewards of their good deeds, Allah ta'ala gives him the share of those good deeds, and such are those rewards. Then we find in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to sahaba, that should I not inform you of such a deed, that of such deeds, that will give you two things. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you your sins, that is the minor sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates your rank. So Sahaba obviously responded in the positive. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Isbaqul wudu ala al-makari. In unfavorable conditions, you make a perfect, a good wudu. In other words, fulfilling all the aspects of the wudu. And then secondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Intidharu salah. You come to the masjid and you wait for the salat, kathratul khutu, the abundance of footsteps to the masjid, and then you wait for the salat, and after the salat has been completed, you wait for the next salat. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dhalikumur ribat, dhalikumur ribat, dhalikumur ribat. And here Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَابِتُ. So if you are unable to guard the Islamic borders, at least two things we can do. Guard our hearts, and after one salat, let us try to wait for the next salat. So at least we tie one salat to the other, and in this way, we will be able to fulfill the hukum of this verse. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear Allah Ta'ala, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. Many of the Salafi Salihin said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ فِي اللَّهِ تَعَالَى in the matters between you and Allah Ta'ala, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that when you meet Allah Ta'ala, you will be successful. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept from us. May Allah Ta'ala make the same means of Fisal Sawab for all our ancestors, all our Satida, and all those who are a means of Deen coming to us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.